Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Saturday Nation, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. It's the last day. It's the last day of July. How's your July been? Let's take a look back at the past 30 days. Let's do a CSI on July and see what could have happened differently if, rewind the clock, where were you? Where were you on the night of June 30th, the very last day of last month? Where were you on June 30th at midnight, 11:59 p.m., and thinking about what you were going to do on July 1st. Let's use an example, okay? Hey, by the way, if you're just tuning in the show for the first time, don't disconnect. Go back and listen to the first 750 shows and then kind of get a feel for where this message goes. It's a show about nothing and really, I guess, a show about everything, about how to make every day Saturday, how to be free, health-wise, mental-wise, personal development, business. You want to be a millionaire? Be a millionaire. You want to make $2,000 a month extra in supplemental income, selling on eBay, Amazon, mowing lawns, whatever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you know I got a John Deere riding mower? Now, a lot of people congratulated me on the mower. Some people became woefully scared for me, and I'll shed light on that in just a second. Why would people be scared because I got a John Deere mower? Why would avid listeners of this podcast be deathly afraid for the mental health and well-being and financial security of your Sam Crowley? Well, because I've always said, if my business goes south, I'm mowing lawns, baby. I'm firing up the zero-turn mower, and I'm getting out there $50 a cut, $60 if I smile, $75 if I wear a white onesie with my name on the left-hand lapel. That is my get-out-of-jail-free card, my friend. Mowing lawns, it's always been that way. But do not fear. Because I got the John Deere. I just happened to get it because I got an acre full of land and I'm paying a guy $50 a pop to mow my lawn. I'm already into mowing it. I think it's close to, well, let's just say this. By the end of the summer, I probably would have paid $1,200 to $1,500 to have my lawn mowed. I'm going to take that and invest it in a John Deere. So I got the four-wheeler, the mower, the riding mower. It's a D125 for you deer heads out there that actually know these things. It looks like your basic John Deere mower, 20 horsepower, hydrostatic engine. Hydrostatic. Remember Grease? If you don't remember the movie Grease and actually seeing it in a theater, you're too young to listen to this show. Hydromatic. John Travolta before he sang. Anyway, so that's what I got. I got the riding mower. So, big purchase in the Crowley family. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm focused. I'm going to have the best looking lawn in all of Ohio just because of that apparatus. I get back to the original message of this show, and that is, let's do a CSI on July. July 1st. What if you just went out July 1st in the morning and went for a 15-minute walk? Where do you think you'd be right now? Well, you'd be running. You wouldn't be walking anymore. Maybe you would have run a 20-minute mile. Hey, that's awesome. We're not doing a 5K the first day, okay? Maybe you'd be running a 10-minute mile. Maybe you will be up to 3 miles by now, and it would have taken you 25 minutes to run those 3 miles. Maybe you'd be up to 10 miles. Who knows? But you wouldn't be anywhere had you not begun walking on July 1st. What if on July 1st you recorded your first audio? Where do you think you'd be right now? If you recorded one audio day, you'd have 30 audios. You would have the content for one audiobook or two to be put on Audible and be reaping the benefits now of being an author on Audible. You'd have a podcast. You'd have an opportunity to sell those audios as a home study course. You'd have a bonus for your upsell package in your sales funnel. What if you wrote your very first blog post and dedicated 30 days to that on July 1st? Well, today you would have your 31st blog post written out there. You'd have 31 chapters of your book that you could self-publish on Amazon using CreateSpace. If you don't know what that is, just Google CreateSpace. It's the self-publishing arm of Amazon. You'd have your first book. You could send over to Fiverr, have somebody put it all together, proofread, edit, and done. And in 2 weeks, you'd have your first book on Amazon if you just wrote your very first 500-word blog post. Not to mention all the organic traffic that'd be coming to your website. Not to mention all of the great content that would live forever in the blogosphere because you decided to take action. What if you put yourself out there and you practiced it? Practiced. It is phonetically pronounced practiced, by the way. So don't laugh so hard at me, okay? What if you began practice your public speaking career on July 1st? And let's just say maybe on July 1st, that week you put out your very first video on YouTube with the title of, fill in the name of the town you're in. For me, it'd be Cincinnati Motivational Speaker. And for each week in July, you'd put one great content-filled five-minute video out there about the topic that you're most passionate about. You'd have four killer videos on YouTube that you could use in your promo package that you would send out to event planners to get yourself out there. Oh, but Sam, no one's going to hire me with just four videos. Hey, I know one thing. You ain't definitely getting hired to speak with no videos out there, with no content out there. So you go, you have a better chance. Let me say much better. You got a better chance of being hired as a speaker with some content out there versus no content out there. What if on July 1st you decided to have one green smoothie every day, all right, which only contains a bag of spinach, which I get at Kroger for $1.79 and 40 ounces of water fired up in your Vitamix, okay, every day for 31 days. What do you think your body would be like? You think it'd be thanking you? I'm not talking – don't change any other part of your diet. Just integrate one green smoothie every day. Single day. My buddy Thomas Tadlock does it, and he crushes it, the vegan bodybuilder, every day. Now, he's a little more disciplined, but I'm just saying you don't have to have the discipline to go to the gym for an hour every day. What if just for 31 days this month, you had the discipline to have one green smoothie? Where do you think your body would be? I'm telling you, it's going to be thanking you. You're going to have boundless amounts of energy. You'd be crushing it right now. What if you went to your local pool, outdoor or indoor, depending on where you are? I know in Australia it's the winter time right now, so it's probably indoor. Here in the U.S., it's outdoor. What if you swam one lap? And then for each day in July, you added three laps to that. You ever heard of compound interest? Have you ever heard of the compound effect? You add three laps every day. Good Lord, let's just take 5 days. So the very first day, the second day, you're going to go from one to four because you added three. And then you're going to go from 4 to 7. That's day 3. Then you go from 7 to 10. That's day 4. And then you're going to go from 10 to 13. That's day 5. So after just 5 days, you've gone from 1 to 13 laps. And then onward, 16, 19, 22, 25, 28, 31, and so on and so forth. That's just adding 3 laps. Just 3. You know what's funny? You probably had 13. You probably do 33 more. Hell, you might be up to 300 laps this month, but you would have never done anything. You wouldn't have walked 15. You wouldn't have ran 3 miles. You wouldn't have lost any weight. You wouldn't have any green smoothie. You'd have made no money. You'd have no blog post, no podcast, no swimming of any laps had you not gotten started with just one back on July 1st. It's July 31st. Now, just take that one example and think what would have happened had you started back on January 1st of this year doing all of those same activities. Just pick one. Of any of those activities, where do you think you'd be right now? Good Lord. Can you even imagine where you'd be? That's why I do a podcast every day. Almost every day. And if I miss one, I do two. You know why? Because it's the only way I earn income. And I have no sponsors of this show. I get more coaching requests than I can actually have our team get to. More speaking requests. All of that because I picked one thing to do. That's podcasting all the time since 2006. Believe that's the power of the compounding effect. Focused. Follow one course until successful. That's the FOCUS acronym. Write it down. Follow one course until successful. Don't be a bubble on a skillet. Don't get shiny object syndrome. Stick with one thing. So let's do this, okay? Let's do this. Tomorrow's August 1st. Pick something you're going to do. If it's walking before you run, if it's writing before you speak, if it's editing video, if it's shooting video, recording, whatever it is that you want to do. Pick one thing you're going to do Now, I would recommend everybody choose exercise as a basis point, a foundation. Everybody choose walking, running, exercising, lifting, swimming, whatever that is to get the body moving, okay? My contention is we got a big healthcare debate here in the United States right now as of the summer of 2017. Everybody's up in arms. I think we have, you and I, have control over just about all of that. I'm not talking about the chronic heart disease of an infant. I'm not talking about things that happen, unfortunately. I'm talking about mainly preventative care for our bodies. We can control how often we go to the doctor, how much prescription medicine we put in our body, just by how we treat our body. Your body's a machine. Give it what it needs. Give it the fuel it needs. Don't give it the Marlboro Lights, the case of beer, the Pepsi, the pizza, the hamburgers, and all that. Give it the green smoothie and the 30 minutes of exercise every day. Is that so much to ask for the only body you're ever going to get your entire life? So I put out there and submit to you, we all start with a basis of we're going to exercise every day for 30 minutes a day. I'm not talking hard, vigorous exercise. Just get your butt off the couch and put the remote down, okay, and get moving. Whatever that means to you. For some, it's a triathlon. For others, it's walking 15 minutes, 30 minutes. 15 in the morning, 15 after dinner. Just get moving, all right? Now, with that being said, August 1st is tomorrow. We use exercise as the foundation, and then we focus on money. It's okay to focus on money. Money doesn't make you a bad person. For the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, all right? Don't fear money. What are you going to do every day starting August 1st to start building your little Saturday vision and start making money? It's got to be something. It's got to be something, okay? Don't make somebody else's Saturday. Make your Saturday, okay? What are you going to do? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Just say, this is what I'm going to do. I'll hold you accountable. I'll retweet it. I'll reply back. I'll favorite it. Tell somebody what you're going to do. If you tell nobody, it's not real. I think I'm going to do that. Nah. No, you're not, because you didn't tell anybody you were going to do it, okay? Put it out there. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, just like you're going to hear in a minute on the extra of this, okay? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you are going to do. And yeah, you know what? If you want to coach together with myself or somebody on my team, we'll get you to where you want to go way quicker than you would get there on your own. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Say, Sam, I'm ready for my power call. And we'll get a hold of you. We'll call you, and we'll see if we're a good fit. Because you gotta want it, man, and you gotta want to be held accountable to get there. Those are the main two components to a great success story. All right, you with me? It's the last day of July, coming up on the first day of August, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.